This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday evening for some, I guess, depending on where you are. Maybe even Saturday for some people listening to this program. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with a wrap on what's going on in the world. My take. Somebody sent me an email yesterday. Said I should just call this hour instead of good day. Just call it my take. Well, it is my take, but it is based on what's going on. And the facts roll out first, and then the opinion and the commentary, and maybe some clarification. I want to spend a good deal of time in this hour talking about a fellow that was a friend, a fellow who was among all of the radio talk people that I've ever known, and I've known pretty much all of them, actually, certainly in the years that I've been on the air. I've been doing talk radio since 1974, and there probably hasn't been anybody who was smarter that I've encountered over the years than Alan Combs, who died yesterday at the age of 66, way too young. He and I first became friends when he went on Daynet, which was in the, I think it was more in the 80s. He and I and Joy Brown and Michael Reagan, interestingly enough, we had a pair of trips that we took 1 year to do a dog and pony show on radio stations that carried all of our programs. And we were around the country, and we got to know each other all quite well. And so I look at the tributes that have been placed online in the newspaper and on television about him. It's a sad reality that somebody like that, who is as smart as he was, who is as good at what he did as he was, his career tracked the rise of modern talk radio. That is the political side of talk radio. I used to have a more political program. I was never a hard writer or a hard lefter. I just did my observations based on my own experience. We all do that. If we're good at this, hopefully we are opinionated based on what our real thinking is, not on what somebody gives us on a sheet of paper that's the talking point of the issue. He was a guy that people really, I don't know if adore is the right word, but people liked him because he was not only smart, he's a great guy. He was very funny. He did he did some stand-up. Pretty sharp stuff. He was married to a woman named Jocelyn, and much has been made on Fox of his sister-in-law, Monica Crowley. He just was good at saying yes to people. He was a fellow from, went to Hofstra University and graduated from there in 1971. Was on the air there, and then he worked in some Massachusetts radio stations. Best known in New York at WABC, WNBC. He went to Fox in 1996 to work with Sean Hannity, who had just gotten there. And that son of a bee, just another reason that I've never had a lot of respect for Roger Ailes. It was quietly known that Alan, who wasn't a particularly handsome guy, was put on the air with one of the reasons he was hired is because Sean Hannity was this young, fresh, Irish-looking guy, and Combs wasn't that good-looking. So he was the liberal. Therefore, in Ailes' mind, he wanted to present him as the bad guy. But Alan was smarter than that, and most of the time, I think he bested. Sean's no dummy. There's no question that Sean's a smart guy. But Alan, he could think things through. Anyway, that's not the point I want to leave the conversation with. I don't want to leave the conversation. Actually, I would like to talk about him a lot because he was as good as he as he was. There we have some audio just for my own purposes, maybe as much as anything else, of listening to him for one last time, the audio from radio and television. So here's some bits and pieces of the career of Alan Combs.
You really question whether Obama was born in Hawaii or not? You question?
I don't question it. I just want a mailed copy.
What other president has ever been asked for his birth certificate? Why do you think this president and no other president has been asked for a birth certificate? Why do you think that is?
Because he had a foreign father.
Because he's black. Goodbye.
That is, I think, partially the truth, don't you think? There was a lot of stuff. Well, anyway, let's keep going. What else have you got, Kara?
Given the fact that the Trump campaign is imploding day by day, her, if it's doing the rope-a-dope and writing out the clock, is just, from a pure political strategy standpoint, makes a lot of sense. Let Trump keep talking. The more he talks, the worse it gets. The more he does, the worse it is for him. So if she's going to write out the clock, that could be an excellent strategy for her.
Wasn't right on that one. Well, at least he wasn't right to this point, anyway. It wasn't about being right or wrong, though. He understood the value of entertainment because he was a stand-up guy. He was a moralist in a manner of speaking. I guess that's a way of putting it. You could put it that way, that he was a moralist. He always had time for you. I don't know, whenever he and I saw each other, the first thing he'd ask me is, how are you doing? Because I did it differently than everybody else. My reality is that I have owned and produced this radio program since its inception. Well, the first 4 years I worked for a couple of different companies, but then in 1991 I took it back myself and have run it, owned the company ever since. And I'm the only one who succeeded, or who, I don't know if success is the right answer. I'm the only one who's still around doing it without any connection to any big company, to any church, to any organization. It's just me and the people that I have working around me. And he always was curious about how I did it and would ask me from time to time, well, how do you do this and how do you do that? And so his curiosity was one of the things that made him a great radio and television personality. What else have you got there, Kara?
I'm Alan Combs. Thank you. God bless you. And for the last time, this is 66 WNBC.
He was the last voice before it became WFAN. That's right, too. I forgot about that. The last voice. He and I had that in common. I was the last voice on the old KABC in Los Angeles before it was taken over by the Disney folks. And he just liked to talk about the business, too. He always loved, he loved the business. Wrote a couple of books. He would tell you his radio heroes were Long John Neville, who was on overnights at WNBC for a long time. Barry Gray, who was a very interesting guy. He was paired with a lot of interesting people on the radio. He was on WMCA in New York. He was here in Boston as a jock at WZLX for a while, too. Anyway, I could go on listening. Well, let's one more piece of audio here, Kara.
I think it's good that Don Lemon's talking. I object when Don Lemon gets called an Uncle Tom simply for having a different point of view than people think he's supposed to have. And I think it's courageous for him to do it. Just like Bill O'Reilly on our air speaks out about it and says some things that may be uncomfortable, but it's important that we have this dialogue, and that is what's healthy.
Yep. That is what's healthy. Different points of view. Not having the same thing, and a lot of you listen to radio stations that don't challenge your thinking. A lot of you read newspapers that don't challenge your thinking. A lot of you watch television that doesn't challenge your thinking. Not the way to get ahead, in my mind. I may have very strong opinions, and I might disagree with him on a lot of things. I'm not too subtle about some things, but in a subtle way, I prefer to have, it just seems that the word conservative applies to me, especially when it comes to fiscal matters. And that is way beyond simplicity for me. The other things that are part of the reality of conversation on the radio when people, I never forget, actually he and I were on the air one day, and some lady called up, and the first words out of her mouth were, "I'm a conservative, of course." And I said to her, "What does that mean?" And Alan sort of took it from there. What does it mean, you know, of course, like everybody who's got any brains is a conservative? Well, it's a very interesting world we find ourselves in terms of conversation and the electronic media, the fact that we have the ability to listen and learn, to get so much information at our fingertips was something that he used well in order to present to people an entertaining and informative radio and television program. All right, here's Alan being himself, which was funny.
If you have a triple-digit IQ, my number is 877-367-2526. 877-4-ALAN. I would love to hear from some people who are within range of seemingly normal.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that we deal with, too. I'm pretty fussy about, well, much of the time, sometimes not, putting people on the air who have something to say. A lot of people call these programs now. It used to not be the case, but just, and that was what Alan was referencing, call just to hear themselves talk. I want to be on the radio, and you can always tell if they leave the radio up. And the person like Kara says, please turn your radio down. They leave it up because they want to listen to themselves on the radio. Anyway, Alan Combs, 66, way too young, good guy. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding. Stick a spoon in it. Wipe your face with a napkin now.
Made with simple ingredients. Cozy Shack pudding. Absurdly delicious.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Krebel.
Many of us see America as the land of opportunity. But if you teach at the University of California, you'd better not say so. It's one of a number of prohibited phrases now. Ordinary thoughts such as, everyone can succeed if they work hard enough, are now called microaggressions, considered examples of subconscious racism. So, in the hiring process, deans are not allowed to ask normal questions like, where are you from? Or worse yet, to say, the most qualified person should get the job. University officials should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom of thought, opinion, and expression is a bedrock principle of American society. Is someone's twisted view of political correctness more important than preserving our freedom?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here to me, Jen Jen.
Sure does, doesn't it?
Sure does. This is Jason Aldean as we herald the Route 91 Harvest Festival headliners announced yesterday. This is a Las Vegas event with Jason Aldean participating, Eric Church. I don't know much about Eric Church. Tell me about Eric Church or tell us all about it.
We talked about him a little bit the other morning. He's relatively new to the scene, but when I say new, like a 10-year career probably.
Yeah.
He's not like your George Strait, but he's been definitely someone who is now in the category. He competes all the time for Best Male Performer of the Year, so he would be on par with Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean and those guys.
Yep. He's the one, Doug, that we talked about. He's going after the ticket scalpers.
That's right.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Also headlining is Sam Hunt. This is scheduled September 29th through the 1st of October in Las Vegas. So the festival has been called the Neon Sleepover. Huh. A lot of that sort of things going on. I mean, that's every night in Las Vegas, isn't it? Really? Lauren, Elena, Big and Rich are going to be there. Lee Bryce, Kane Brown, Brothers Osborne, Josh Abbott Band, Maren Morris showing up more and more. Jake Owen, Michael Ray, High Valley, Brett Young. So last year,
that's a huge lineup.
It is.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan, who does our farm music, was the headliner last year. That's how he became well known, because he does the music for the farm show.
Right. Did you happen to hear about Luke Bryan again?
What about him?
There's been a lot of tragedy in his life. As a young guy, he had just started his country music career, and his brother died, and so he went back and worked with his dad on their peanut farm. Okay.
Yes.
His dad said, "Look, you can't mope around here all year. You got to get back out there." And then he came to the star that we know today. Well, just about a year or two ago, his sister died, and so he took in his niece, who didn't have a mother after his sister passed away, or his nephew, I think. And the story just came out yesterday that his baby niece just passed away just a few days after childbirth, and that was on his wife's side. It was his wife's sister, I guess, that had this happen. But man, I mean, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Poor guy.
ugly. Ugh.
All right, let's talk about something that's more pleasant. Amy Grant.
He did bring it down, but I just couldn't believe it when I saw that story yesterday. It's too much.
This is, she's somewhat, she's starting the Christian music space. Then she became more country, didn't she? Or have I got it backwards? Is it the
she
other
started
way
as a pop star. Remember, this song was from the late 80s. And
right.
She had a couple of hit albums around that time, late 80s, early 90s. And then she went into the Christian sphere. Then she ended up marrying Vince Gill. And so now they'll duet sometimes. I mean, I would say she's definitely considered to be Christian pop, maybe a little bit of country.
Didn't her daughter, and her ex-husband hosted that TV show on CMT, right, together. It was like a night talk show. My parents used to watch it. They were pretty country.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah. I forget his name.
All right, so anyway, the story is that her oldest daughter, Millie, who was the reason she did the song Baby Baby that you were just talking about, Jen Jen, recovering from donating one of her kidneys to her best friend.
Wow.
Who has been battling a rare kidney disease. Now, Millie's father is Mae Grant's ex-husband.
Apparently she was the inspiration behind the song we just heard, Baby Baby. Gary Chapman. Oh, did you just say that? I was looking it up and reading it. Oh, you're so cute.
Thank you.
And Gary Chapman,
Gary Chapman, the singer-songwriter, right.
Yeah, he is
the country guy, that's right.
And they hosted that TV show together, yeah. That's right. Okay. Now I remember.
So isn't that neat, though? I mean, think about the selfless act that some people do. It's nice that she's getting...
Raising incredible kid, right?
Yeah, that's... I mean, think about it. I had a great friend. I do still have a great friend who gave his kidney to his son, and it didn't work.
Oh,
man.
When you can't get it back.
New. All right, so that's the musical story here at 28 past the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Conversation, information. Let's have some. I don't know if it's fun. It is fun, in a sense, to get a sense. In a sense, to get a sense of what's happening, and therefore the focus with Doug Steffen and Kara Schillen during this half hour on our charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week. The number 10 through 1 item that Talkers, through its research with talk radio programs and stations around the country, comes up with a list of people that are being talked about in the stories. It's not unusual to have a lot of sports stories in conversation, and thus that's number 10, including the focus on the Brady jersey. Where the heck is that jersey? And then the assassination investigation in Korea, number 9. Flooding and weather in California and the West Coast, number 8. There is a whole thing on CPAC, number 7. Number 6, this clown that worked for Breitbart, who's sort of been chased out of town. Number 5, the vandalism at the Jewish cemetery. Number 4, the retaking in the Middle East of Mosul from Daesh. Some town hall meetings, number 3. And Trump with his bathroom law guidelines, number 2, and Trump, basically number 2-1. It's a shortening list. Last week, I think the top 6 things were all about Trump. This week, it's only the top 2. And then as far as people are concerned, the Trump women, Melania and Ivanka at number 10, Betsy DeVos at number 9, John Kelly at 8, Rex Tillerson at 7, Michael Cohen at 6, Bill Maher and Milo Yungabungalunga at number 5, the two Republican insiders, Bannon and Priebus, at number 4. So there's a tie, obviously, there. Putin is 3, Mike Pence is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. So this whole business about the White House mulling bathroom law guideline changes, Sean Spicer put on the spot. He said to the press the other day to expect further guidance from the administration related to transgender students using public bathrooms. Department of Education, Department of Justice, reviewing the guidance from the previous administration issued last year, called for public school districts nationwide to allow transgender students to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity. And now they have to decide whether or not these people want to continue that track. Last April, I think it was, the president weighed in on the bathroom law in North Carolina. He, wasn't too excited about it from what I remember. It bans people from using public bathrooms or locker rooms that don't match the sex on their birth certificate. Trump said, leave it the way it is. Use the bathroom they feel is appropriate. I can't believe in America in 2017 this is a big deal, but it is. And have we been unindicted co-conspirators, those of us who are in the conversation media at this thing? I don't get it, frankly. But maybe I don't get it because I'm not there. I'm not one of those people, quote unquote. I'm pretty sensitive. Though my daughter calls me a sensitive new age guy. I want people to get along, go along, be good and feel good about themselves. But I can't see the problem. I've heard is that transgender young people face high rates of discrimination and bullying, and they need the government to stand up for them. And so that's what this is about. I think it's very confusing, though, Kara. I don't really know how. It seems to me that the public doesn't really understand, because it hasn't been explained very well, what the problem is. Use the bathroom of your birth. So if you were born a male and then you become a female, you're still supposed to go to the male bathroom? Or if you're a female and you changed and became a male, you're supposed to go to the...
I guess they're saying, yeah, it leaves a lot of people, I think, this weird group in kind of a hard situation.
In a weird situation.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, if you've had surgery, then I don't think, I think people are saying if you're post-surgery, if you've already switched over to a different gender or a different sex, then you could probably use that bathroom. Maybe
what bathroom? The bathroom you've been surgically changed to?
Yeah, but there doesn't seem to be a way to win, because I'm sure.
And who's going to be checking, by the way?
But
who follows somebody around who's gay or a lesbian or transgender or whatever, and sees if they have a wee wee or not? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
that.
I think that the problem arises for the people who are kind of in between, and so they. Don't necessarily. I mean, they might still look masculine, but they might be wearing, you know, clothing associated more with women, or they might be wearing makeup. I don't know. And so it's just like if they do use the male restroom, then I can see them facing issues from people that are in the male restroom, which is probably why they don't want to use it. Because if you're kind of in the in-between state, then you're not, like, what bathroom are you supposed to use? Then you're going to get...
Go outside.
Well...
That's not too sensitive, though, is it?
No, and it also doesn't especially work if you're a woman who's transitioning into a man.
Yeah, well, it's awkward, let's put it that way, and I don't know that all this conversation fixes it one way or another. People have an attitude, and they're going to have an attitude. And many times the attitude is based on ignorance.
Yeah,
it's negative.
My biggest issue is that when people say, oh, well, if we let men use the women's restroom, then there's going to be all these cases of, you know, creepy pervs going in. And I just think that that's a stereotype.
There are a lot of creepy pervs around, and they haven't, those aren't ones necessarily that had some kind of a sex change.
Exactly. I think that that stereotype, like, falls on trans people or gay people way more often than it's warranted, because and you know, people say, oh, if you have two dads or two moms, then, you know, oh, you shouldn't have kids because, you know, there's something wrong with your parents. And yeah, so I just think that that stereotype doesn't really make any sense, but that's kind of the excuse that a lot of people are using, that, oh, we can't, I mean, men can go in a woman's restroom if they want to anyway, you know, if nobody sees them go in.
I do all the time. So there's a line in the men's room, nobody in the women's room, I go in.
Wow, that's what women's room are you using that there's a line for the men's bathroom and not the women's? I need to find that one. That's what I want to know.
All right, so the next item of interest here concerns Kellyanne Conway, who's one of the least credible people. I have very little use for her. I just don't find her. I even though she may have helped Trump win, there's something about her that I find less than credible. It has nothing to do with her being a woman. I just don't find her to be particularly helpful when it comes to understanding a lot of the things that are going on. She's now described as counselor to the president, and she spoke this week on Fox, denying a CNN report which suggested that her absence from TV was mandated. Here's the story behind the story.
You might have noticed counselor to the president Kellyanne Conway was absent from your TV over the last few days. Anonymous White House officials told CNN the Trump administration pulled Conway from making television appearances for about a week. Both Conway and a White House spokesperson denied the report, which says Conway's statements on Michael Flynn were behind her absence. Flynn resigned as national security advisor after misleading the vice president about controversial conversations he had with a Russian ambassador. Conway told the Today Show that Flynn initiated the move.
By night's end, Mike Flynn had decided it was best to resign.
But that was inconsistent with other statements from the administration.
The evolving and eroding level of trust as a result of this situation and a series of other questionable instances is what led the president to ask for General Flynn's resignation.
CNN's reporting highlights concerns about Conway's credibility. The advisors made a series of misleading comments and media appearances since Trump took office. It's become enough of a problem that she's been banned from MSNBC's Morning Joe.
She books herself on these shows. We know for a fact she tries to book herself on this show. I won't do it because I don't believe in fake news or information that is not true.
Conway's hiatus ended Wednesday night with an appearance on Fox News' Hannity.
Well, I think that those who are at CNN that are questioning somebody else's credibility, I'll leave it at that. 44 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
All right, let's see here what we can find out about the latest situation in North Dakota, where the Standing Rock protest camp has been broken up, as we hear in this report.
The protest camp outside the Dakota Access Pipeline construction site is going up in flames. Facing a government deadline to evacuate the camp, the remaining protesters set fire to their structures. Some protesters said the fires were ceremonial. Local police have been clearing out camps after North Dakota's governor signed an evacuation order. The order ostensibly protects protesters from the risk of floods caused by melting snow. Some of the protesters plan to defy the evacuation order, while others move to a different camp. The long-delayed pipeline project was revitalized last month after President Trump directed federal agencies to fast-track the remainder of the pipeline's approval process.
So some of the protesters said, quote, you can't arrest a spiritual revolution, you can't arrest a movement, which I think is an apt way of looking at this defiance. The suggestion from the reporter there that they set fire to the camp structures as a leaving ceremony is accurate. It isn't, not some say. The Native American culture believes a lot in fire, in flame, and there is much cleansing that comes as a result of that. And so it's part of what they normally do in situations like that when they're ending. It's an ending ceremony. They believe a lot in ceremony. I don't like what's happened up there. I'd like to see them move that pipeline. However, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it because I think there are other things more important. On the good side, there are a lot of people that like to tear apart what the Trump people are doing. I'm a farmer, as most of you know, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I belong to the National Farmers Union, which this week extolled the value and virtue of the Trump administration's positive record in support of renewable fuels as a way to spur economic growth and provide jobs and benefit family farmers. So I give them a thumbs up on that, as do many of the small American family farmers. 10 minutes for the hour here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Three past the hour now, time for our weekly visit with Uri Geller in Israel, mystifier, paranormalist, motivator, mind master, all of those things. He has very strong beliefs, and his value system indicates that he believes in you, believes in me, believes in us, believes in our mind, believes that we don't always tap into the things that we need to tap into. And I wonder how that relates, Uri, to our relationship with Mother Earth, in a sense, the way that we respect or don't respect where we come from, because we all come out of the ground. We all eat food.
Yeah. Listen, Doug, you're telepathic, because I was going to talk to you about another subject, but very much in touch with what you just said. But you all know that in the last 5 weeks, the CIA released secret documents about my work for them and with them. But what also has been released is incredible. Now, this will sound to you like it's taken out of a bad science fiction film, but this comes directly from the National Security Agency. There was a time when NSA feared that psychic just as you hear me, psychics could nuke a whole city. The agency wondered if they take 10 psychics, could they cause a chain reaction that would cause, now listen to this, a city to become lost in time and space. This is so mind-blowing. This is all coming from a classified government document, and it opens up. This document reads like Arthur C. Clarke's 2001 Space Odyssey. There is an odd sequence of events relating to parapsychology, and this all occurred in the last month, in the last 4 or 5 weeks. It's basically concludes that there is an alarming question about psychics nuking. I mean, I'm talking about nuclear explosion, that they can nuke a whole city so that the entire city, the buildings, the roads, the bridges, can become lost in time and space. Now, if this sounds to you, Doug, like a plot out of science fiction, it is, but it's also National Security Agency, and this is a memo, listen to this, from 1977. This all has to do with the KGB and with the arrest of an American scientist who had these amazing documents in hand. And now comes the punchline, which is even more far out, but very, very credible scientifically. You see, scientists know that if they can manipulate energy and matter can travel through space and time. Today, it's in very small amounts. But if the scientists say, if this is possible for small matter, for small protons, then why not in a big way? Why not make a whole city disappear? So, Doug, we are talking about National Security Agency and the CIA. They were concerned about these type of matters. What say you?
Well, I think that we have there's a failure to communicate here in a large way, because there's this have and have not believe or not believe. There are people who grow up in a circumstance, they were taught not to believe any of this stuff, that it was all part of some plan for the devil to take over, the occult, the so-called occult. Things that go on in the world are not to be discussed, not to be admitted, not to be you're told not to participate in these discussions if you're from certain religious backgrounds. And so science be damned.
You see, Doug, this all animates out because it started with it's a report that was cited by British scientists experiencing poltergeist phenomena after testing. Objects kind of flew in the rooms, they disappeared, they appeared. Now, supposedly, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I hear you, okay, yep.
There was a strange sound. This didn't surprise scientists who found it no harder to believe than objects could disappear and reappear.
Yeah.
Than it was to believe. You know, it's. I mean, I totally and utterly believe in this.
Yep.
This and is so the future.
I see, and so do I. It happens now. It happened to a house in California that I lived in. It's very much there in the here and the now. You're right. Uri Geller always gets us to think. Check out his website, URIGELLER.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.